This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, you can just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, May 19th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
And Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Running the three-man show for a couple more days. I think Jason comes back Thursday. Not quite sure.
Don't know.
That might be true, but I'm leaving Thursday. So it'd be three man for a while.
So that probably makes sense. He's coming back Thursday. You step aside.
Just get used to it. Summer's here. I mean, Memorial Day till like NFL kickoff.
Yeah, it's going to be people coming and going.
It's going to be like a revolving door.
People coming and going. Yep. It's all good. You know what, Cakes? We earned it.
Of course we've earned it. Look at the clock.
Yeah.
What time it is. It's freaking 6:02.
I have to 95% say.
95% of the population is where they should still be, under the covers at home.
I don't know if it's that high percentage, but a high percentage.
90%. I've done the math.
There's a lot of people on the road in the morning.
I have crunched these numbers many times.
I will say that this might sound bizarre to you, but I kind of like driving in when it's dark, and now it's not dark. Now it's like
starting to get light toward the end of my commute.
I mean, you're here earlier than me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like it should be dark when I'm driving to work. I kind of like that. Slower to wake up. Just kind of like now it's like bright.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird to be so
bright. I like
taking
in the sights, though, sometimes. I mean, I go on the GW Parkway, which who knows when they're going to finish that construction. It's a total crapshoot. I don't know if I have to go left, right. There's all kinds of construction, Jersey walls to deal with. That said, once you get past the nonsense, you see the monument, you see the memorial. So I think that's nice to see sometimes.
Yeah, it is. Sure. It's fine.
You see it on the way home.
But I mean, look, I'm jaded. I've lived here my whole life. I've seen it a trillion times.
Yeah. Just let me drive. I like to drive in slowly in the dark. I just like it to be dark. I don't know what to tell you. Because I feel like I'm so tired. It's so early.
Leave a little earlier. It would be dark.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
You're walking a fine line over there.
Yeah. Yeah. I usually leave my house around, time do I leave my house? Usually around 5:16. It's about what it takes. If I leave between 5:16 and 5:20, 5:22, I'm good. If I dared to leave after 5:22,
that's rolling. That's pushing the envelope.
I don't think I could make it.
I generally pull out of my driveway. If I leave after 4:41 in the morning,
yeah.
I feel like that's
pushing it.
That's late.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
I'm coming from so many lights. Further out.
I just have so many lights. And there's so many freaking cameras on Connecticut Avenue. You can't go 100 yards without there being. So, I mean, you can't, like, make up time.
Well, last week, I just got done paying not one, not two, three different violations. One in Delaware when I was speeding up to
you
go see
two others?
Ovi break his record. Well, it wasn't me. I believe my Leadfoot daughter might have been at least one, if not both of the others.
Uh-huh. You give her a little.
One in Damascus, one in Chevy Chase Village.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what that is. Did you give her a little tongue lashing?
Not really. I basically said, this is kind of the price of doing business. Sometimes you're gonna get nabbed for a speeding violation.
I would just say, just be aware. Please just be aware. I wouldn't murder him.
Yeah.
I'd say, please just be aware.
She got one in Damascus. Why does Damascus have a speeding camera?
I don't know.
I mean, there's nothing but farm boys and cows in Damascus.
People just want to speed through it.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know much about Damascus other than they used to have a very good football team.
Used to have a great football team.
I think they
team.
Occasionally do, right? You're at mercy sort of whatever comes through when you're a public school.
I've never seen a more terrifying person walk off of a high school football bus than when Brian Brezzi showed up at Magruder High School about 4 years ago. I mean, it was literally a man playing amongst boys.
Right.
I mean, you could have lined up the entire Magruder offensive line to try to block him, and it wasn't going to happen.
Right.
I mean, he was a first-round pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a terrifying high school player.
So all weekend, I mean, I really just watched so much golf. I love the week of any.
You know
major.
What? You watched my share and then.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know you
and mine.
I know you guys don't get into it, but I love the majors. And
I checked the standings.
No,
or
I had
the leaderboard, whatever you call it.
I'm pretty happy. I have to ship Anna $10 more to feed
money.
Into her motorboat, which is out on the Severn. I don't know where she. I don't know, the Chesapeake Bay, wherever it might be. Valdez just laughing because I said motorboat. That was not intentional.
Interesting choice of words.
Yeah, okay. Was,
yeah, her no. boat.
I don't know what
top
you
of mind
it.
For you.
I don't know what you would call that boat. That thing's a monster.
A gas guzzler. Motorboat.
But all the golf I watched, I pretty much watched. I had it on for every sort of televised minute. Right? I just had it on. I might be in the backyard hitting balls, but I had to brought a TV out. I mean, I just had it out all the time. I missed the Preakness. No big deal. I don't care about that. The next morning, I watched the replay. Might be the greatest.
Great finish.
Might have been the greatest race I've
now,
ever seen.
I'll be
and
honest.
I've seen a million, but it's like
I didn't watch
unbelievable.
It. I didn't watch it live because if the horse that won the Kentucky Derby
isn't
running in the Preakness,
right? It's not as interesting.
It's just another horse race. And I know all you
horse
you're racing
right.
purists, whatever.
No, you're right.
That's just what it is to the casual horse racing guy.
We want a
me.
Triple crown sweat.
But watching the clip on Twitter,
oh,
like the last
God.
45 seconds.
I just watched the whole thing.
That horse is butt inspiring.
Oh, I mean.
Horse didn't give up.
Unbelievable.
Good for journalism.
The way it fought through there. Oh. I can't believe those horses didn't tumble.
I mean, if I got
and then
bumped like that,
I would
have fell down. I would have just been like, okay, there goes the field. They're gonna just somebody else is going to win.
I mean, do we think it didn't win the Derby just because it was so sloppy? Like, maybe that hurt it? Because that horse
there's
so 20, much juice.
There's 20 horses. It's
true.
Like, it's a crapshoot.
It's true.
You gotta find your way through the
well,
through
this
everything
one,
else.
I've never seen a horse find their way through better than this one. I mean, it looks... I've probably seen 50 races in my life, but that was unbelievable. And I don't know what it paid. I don't know if that was a big
Gosker.
Day.
I mean, what a choking dog that horse was. I mean, the lead it had. Just not, you know what? Not a closer.
Just got.
He's not a closer. I don't know what Uncle Kenny said about it, but
just got
not
walked.
A closer.
Uncle Kenny had a loser.
He did.
Yeah. Who donkey Uncle Kenny have?
I think the nine. Was it 2, 2, 4, 6, 7?
Uh-huh. Did you throw any cash on it while you were there? No. While it was going on or whatever.
I like how Valdez is such a degenerate. He doesn't even know the horse name. He just knows
their numbers.
Yeah.
He doesn't even care.
Yeah.
I think journalism, Sandman, River Thames, and the foreign horse. He liked the foreign horse.
Well, you know, listen, I'm not a horse racing guy, but in college we used to go, I told you many times, we'd go bet on the trotters, and we did it all the time. All you would do, and that's different because those horses are dime a dozen, but all you would do is, let's go sit. Like, you were just, that's all you would do. You just name the number. Right? You're out there holding your ticket. Right. You know, all you're doing is naming the, you don't know the horse's name.
I didn't know Drab was such a purist.
Yeah. Nobody knows their names. You're just going, let's go six.
Drab buyer over there.
And then
there.
Next race, let's go two.
This isn't a Tuesday at Ocean Downs, buddy. This is the Preakness of millions of people watching.
Yeah. I understand, but I think that
the three hosts watch the clips of it.
Yeah. I watched it. No, I watched the whole thing, but I just watched it 12 hours later. It's like a whole 3 minutes. Unbelievable race. So I am kind of bitter that I didn't watch it live, to be honest with you.
And the Preakness coming to Laurel next year for at least how is that? Has to be more than 1 year for the renovation of Pimlico, right?
It's got. I think it's going to be longer. Year.
Yeah,
it's going to be local, but local.
Don't they keep
right in your back?
They keep threatening
your favorite spot, Laurel.
Shut down Laurel. It seems like they keep threatening it like for a decade, and it keeps surviving.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is Bowie still around?
I don't think Bowie Racetrack's still
train
around.
Horses out there after this.
I think it might be Dunzo. Just a guess.
Might be
again.
Dunzo.
I'm guessing.
Yeah,
you're guessing what?
The Bowie Racetrack has been shuttered.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't believe Anna. You know, she gets the second pick, and everybody in here would have picked. You know, would have picked Scotty Scheffler after Mar took Rory.
We might have to stop doing the pool.
Just ban her.
No, not her, but the pool. Because unless you get a top three pick, you're practically hopeless.
I mean, I was picking seventh, I think. I'm sure I had a chance. Or sixth. I had the bottom.
You're at the mercy of the draw.
Last year, that wouldn't have happened because Shoffley won a couple, right?
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have been one of the top picks.
Yeah, he would have. I mean, Shoffley's number three in the world.
After winning those, though.
He was one of those guys, though, that they kept saying was going to win one. You know, he was like the best player to not win one. I don't know. I still get a kick out of doing it. I never win the dumb thing. I still get a kick out of having somebody to root for. Although I can't. Oh, I had Oberg and Shoffley, actually. I don't even know if Oberg made the cut.
Both my guys missed the cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, the Bowie Racetrack has been shuttered since 1985.
Well, no, but
that's not true.
They used to train.
It's used as a training center now.
The guy that we used to play soccer with, it was a part-time jockey.
Yeah. Well, I think he was more than part-time for a while there.
Yeah.
Well, I know he's definitely small. He was a jockey.
Oh, yeah.
He was small.
He's definitely tiny.
He was small. Pretty good soccer player, too.
Yeah.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. On the show today, Peter Jacobson's going to join us.
Nice.
Golf Channel analyst, senior PGA Championship color commentator. So we will talk about Scottie Scheffler winning another one with Peter Jacobson coming up at 7. And we'll get in the NFL schedule. The VP of Broadcast Planning, Mike North, will join us at 8 o'clock here on The Junkie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Coming up later in the show, we've got Metallica tickets to give away and tickets to go see Old Glory. They play rugby. We have tickets for their match against, well, it's on the 31st. Not quite sure who their match is against. I can check
that.
There.
We're gonna know who they're playing because we will be at that match on the 31st of May.
It's at the Maryland Soccerplex. I was there over the weekend.
Very good.
Soccer weekends. All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page, brought to you by the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Cruise over, ask for Josh, and make it a Malloy. Malloy.com. All right, I'll start with the PGA Championship, where Scottie Scheffler wins his third major. Him winning made me think about this. Is he bad for golf? He's kind of a boring guy. Mm-hmm. He's starting to dominate.
He's halfway.
Sometimes when guys dominate, you're happy. He's not as charismatic as some of the others that have like burst on the scene and dominated for a year or two. Now it seems like Scheffler's been dominating more, but Brooks Koepka was dominant for a while. There was a little brief Jon Rahm period, and I know he made some noise in this
JP,
one.
I have a bulletin for you. Most, if not all, golfers are pretty boring.
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody's going to.
Boring
most
guys.
Most don't have the charisma that Tiger had on the course. Although DeChambeau has it, you know, in spades. DeChambeau's great. He's great TV. By the way, Denny McCarthy had a top 10. It kind of is just hovering around like 10 and 20th. Showed him.
He's been very consistent.
They rarely showed him. And it was, you know, I understand he wasn't right there, but he was, you know, 5 or 6 shots out of the lead, and they like never showed him. It was very annoying.
I had my guy Rom. He completely imploded on the back nine. I thought I had a sweat of winning the golf pool.
Well, he
of
was
course
in charge.
Not.
Yeah, he was in
Fell
charge.
Apart.
There was a moment there where you thought, wow, he might actually just pull this off.
He said he was embarrassed by his performance there at the end. What'd he end up with? A couple of double bogeys?
Yeah, it's just hard. They call those last three holes the green mile. He struggled with that a little bit.
Bogeyed 16, double bogeys on 17
and
18.
The thing is Scotty, maybe you can make that argument, but it seems like the public has embraced him. I don't know. It seems like he's got a name everyone, like, see Scotty. You know what I mean? He's like a one guy. He's a one word name guy. People just like him.
He's a one name guy now?
In golf. In golf.
Okay. In the golf
world. In the golf world.
The golf nerd world. Okay.
People like him. They like his wife, you know, the high school sweetheart and their little kid. And he's just such a nice dude. And
he's got some edge now because he got arrested last year.
He's got a little street cred.
He's got some of that.
You may be right, EB, but my sense is the other side. My sense is he's kind of bad for golf because he's boring and he's dominating and he doesn't do it with much flair.
We like dominating guys, though. So, like, if he keeps up at this pace, which, by the way, I think they had said, so at this age, only Tiger and Jack have won this many times and this many majors before the age of 29. So, like, you're like in a real elite company. And they're starting to insinuate that he's putting together dominant stretches. And it's hard for me to believe this, but that are surpassing what even Tiger was doing. Now that he's only done this for a minute, Tiger did it for 20 years, or, you know, 10 years of dominance. But, you know, we like superstars. And I think you're seeing a superstar. So I think that takes a little of the edge off of the he's so boring.
I think his Q rating stinks, though. I think if you put him in normal clothes, not golf clothes, and he walked down the street here in D.C., and you're not a golf fan, you're not going to know
that
who
might
he
be
is.
True of he's everybody on blend. Tour. That might be true of everybody.
I mean, you're going to know Rory. You're going to know like certain guys, but
maybe Rory.
But I just think Scottie Scheffler would blend right into a crowd.
I think if Bryson DeChambeau walked in and bought Twinkies at the old 7-Eleven that used to be over there,
yeah.
I don't think anybody would know who it was.
I'm sure you're probably
right. And Bryson
right.
is a superstar.
Yeah.
I do think Bryson has a lot more charisma. Without and just question. Thinking about, and this might be several years ago, but Dustin Johnson won a major, right? Mm-hmm. If Dustin Johnson was winning majors. The same mm-hmm. amount of majors as Scottie Scheffler in this period of time, the sport would be more popular. I feel like the mm-hmm. sport's popularity is slipping a little
boring.
Bit.
He's kind of boring.
Oh, yeah. Maybe because he has the hot wife and he's part of the Gretzky family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen.
There was something about him.
I'm sure you could pick apart Scottie Scheffler. I think he's going to be... It looks like he's going to go on about a 10-year run here. I don't see why he's not. He's an incredible player.
Well, he's
going
to be the next guy to win the career slam. He's yeah. already halfway there.
Yeah, yeah.
With this
it's
win.
Actually kind of surprising that this was only his third major because he seems like he's been so dominant these last 3 or 4 years. But look, what do you want me to say?
So you don't think he's bad for golf?
No.
I don't know. It's just something I was thinking about. He might not be. Can you fill me in on the driver controversy? Because I saw that he had a driver who was disqualified, and
standard.
I think Rory had a driver that was disqualified. And I read an article where Xander Schauffele said that had happened to him in the past, and people started calling him a cheater.
Yeah, no, there's nothing. There's no malintent. The drivers, the face thins after you hit it, and these guys hit him a million times, and it just gives it a little more spring effect. So you know how people always say they need a new driver to get more distance? You might not. It might just be you. Because the older your driver is, the more hits you get on it, the more spring-like effect you get.
You might need a new swing is what you need.
Yeah, exactly.
That's usually the bigger problem.
It's a normal wear and tear thing.
Gotcha.
Normal wear and tear.
So you had a couple game sevens yesterday in hockey. The Maple Leafs lost their seventh straight game seven.
I mean,
to the Florida Panthers.
If you're a young Maple Leafs fan, you're just a tortured soul. Because you look up in the rafters and you see all the Stanley Cups that they won from 1966 prior, but they've got nothing to show for it since. It's got to be brutal.
And Brad Marchand is 5-0 personally in game sevens against the Maple Leafs.
Wow. Mm. He basically owns them.
He said after the game, he grew up a Leafs fan. Mm-hmm. He said, I enjoy playing against the Leafs. I enjoy interacting with the fans. It's fun. It's not something I'll forever get to do. But all he does is hand them game seven losses.
Just get some L's. Just take this L home with you, my friends.
So he was with the Bruins before.
Yeah.
He handed the Maple Leafs game seven losses in 2013, 2018, 2019, and 2024. Then he joins the Florida Panthers and hands Toronto Maple Leafs another game seven loss.
That's
interesting.
Tough for them to swallow.
He said it wasn't. He says he's played bad in those games. He says it wasn't me that beat them. It was our team. But they say, I guess this one maybe he played a little bit better. He set up two goals in this one.
Yeah.
But
that's just crazy.
He's one of those smaller guys.
He's probably 5'9 or 5'10, I would guess. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's just a pest.
Yeah,
what
he's one of those guys
agitator.
That you're going to hate. Yeah.
So I know that you've got a little bit of a hangover with the Caps being bounced out by the Hurricanes. The Panthers will face the Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 7 NBA yesterday was a bit of a laugher, so I hit my parlay pick. I didn't check the other parlay selections, but I hit OKC laying the points against Denver. They smashed them 125-93. Aaron Gordon ended up playing with a grade 2 hamstring strain. That's why I picked OKC, plus it was a home game for them. He only played 25 minutes, finished with 8 points. On the OKC side, Jalen Williams, who had been struggling, put up 24. Shea scored 35. They just drummed him. So you're going to have an interesting Western Conference Finals, basically with the stars. It's Minnesota against OKC in the Western Conference Finals, so it is Anthony Edwards against Shea, which is a really interesting matchup.
Anthony Edwards, I know he's got a ton of personality. Does Shea have that?
He's more quiet. He's one of those quieter, Canadian guy.
Yeah, yeah.
People don't know him as well on the personal level, but likely to win the MVP.
Yeah.
Usually they would give out the MVP in the second round. People found it curious that they didn't do it. So some people are thinking, well, it's between the Joker and Shea, and most people think that because Joker's won 3 before, that Shea's going to win it, but they didn't give out the MVP in the second round, which is the tradition. It's weird.
By the way, we were 2-for-6 on the weekend parlay.
Okay, I think so I hit mine, losers. Though, right? I hit the under?
You hit the under in which
I thought I had
game?
The under in the Nats O's.
You had the Baltimore Orioles alt total runs. It did not hit. Unless
no,
maybe
I didn't have that. I had.
Oh, I might have put the bet in wrong. That it didn't matter.
Somebody had alt runs.
I did not have that. I had the.
I
alt.
Did.
Valdez had the alt runs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And
EB
I
had a
total.
Different play.
You had the under in
the total runs, which played
that
kind
hit.
Of into that.
That hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The alt runs did not.
Because
what
they score 3 and you had 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had the Panthers on the puck line, loser. Cade Horton, 5+ strikeouts, loser.
Right.
Over 5.5 of the Jets-Dallas Stars game.
Right.
Another loser.
Right. Hey, we'll be right back at it on Friday.
We'll just keep taking hacks at it.
Yeah, you just got to keep taking your swings.
Why don't we just ask Spader to give us a free picks?
Because there's no fun in that. You can do that on your own and rack up the dollars that way.
Well,
we're gonna hit it off.
I might be doing that. I might behind the scenes. There's been some.
If you're
been
listening, Spader, give me the password, man. I want to get all the picks.
So anyway, OKC is going to face Minnesota.
You guys probably already
in the Western
it.
Conference Finals. No. In the East, it'll be the Knicks against Indiana. The Knicks on Friday night disposed of the Celtics 119-81. Just absolutely obliterated them. So you know, we were talking about the NBA maybe not necessarily being happy with some of the teams that aren't alive. I'm sure they would have loved the Lakers to still be playing at this point and some of the other premier teams like the Celtics. But the Knicks being in the Eastern Conference Finals is pretty appealing, I think. And then to have Anthony Edwards and Shea go at it in the Western Conference Finals should be interesting. Brock Purdy became very rich.
Oh, man. All I could think of, well, if he got this, Jaden's going to get a Billy.
Yeah,
I mean
it's going to get so much money.
So Brock
so
Purdy,
all the money.
25 years old, secured a 5-year, $265 million extension from San Francisco, which locks him up
Mr.
through
Irrelevant.
2030.
He was Mr. Irrelevant.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I backed the wrong horse. I loved Trey Lance in that draft. It was not great.
It makes Purdy the 5th highest paid NFL quarterback by total value and 7th highest paid NFL quarterback by annual average.
Right. It's amazing. And you know what? In a lot of ways, maybe in all the ways, he deserves it. Guys played great. Not his fault that he got drafted into a great team, a great situation, and he's capitalized on it. I don't think anybody thinks that necessarily you put him anywhere, he would have the same success. But it works with Kyle Shanahan, with the pieces they have around him.
He's in
guys,
a perfect
guys
scenario.
In an elite situation.
Now,
he's
last year was a down year for him and the team. They finished 6-11.
Yeah.
He had 3,800 yards passing, 20 touchdowns, 12 picks. But what are you going to do? Like, if you're San Francisco, you might be like, eh, maybe he's not worth
you
it.
You might hold your nose and pay him, but yeah. Then if you don't, then you have to start from
you're
square
back
one
on the Odyssey.
At quarterback.
You're back
so,
on the carousel.
Yeah.
You don't want to be there. Trust me. We were there for 30 years.
I've always thought he's a little bit overrated. I would not want to give him this huge sack of money, but I keep taking L's on Brock Purdy. So I guess I'll continue to keep eating L's.
Well, I think in that situation, he's a great fit. And it works.
In the Shanahan offense.
Yeah, in that
he
situation.
Does what Shanahan wants him to do.
He's got it works.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it would work everywhere, but it works there.
Bleacher Report put out a winners and losers, and they listed Jaden Daniels as one of the biggest winners of the offseason.
Just from that deal? Or just from all of them?
Said Jaden Daniels got help on offense, more weaponry to put up huge numbers, maybe even steal the MVP from Josh Allen this year. Because of Deebo Samuel and some of the playmakers they've surrounded him with, I guess the offensive line. But do you think the hype is getting almost out
makes
of control?
Makes me wonder.
My algorithm must include a lot of Commander stories because I saw a couple over the weekend. Like, here's an example. AI predicts the Commanders to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I saw a different, I don't think it was Bleacher Report. Doesn't matter where it was from, but I saw somebody else predicting them to win the Super Bowl. It's definitely not uncommon to see the Commanders pick to win the Super Bowl this year.
I'm going to ask Gronk who wins the next Super Bowl.
Bill Belichick, he's been kind of all over with interviews, trying to take the PR bull by the horns. He did the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark. And he claims all the talk about Hard Knocks, bogus. He also said that Jordan Hudson has nothing to do with North Carolina football.
Okay.
Right.
But, and I almost believe him on this one. He says the Hard Knocks thing, quote, just for the record, Hard Knocks is training camp. We're not training camp. We're just not. That's not what we are. That's not what we are. You know, the drama training camp, the who's going to cut and all that. Like, we're a season. And they don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. There's film issues too, but forget about the film issues. Like, just say you couldn't straighten out all those out. The Hard Knocks just didn't fit for us. That's the bottom line. So, I don't know.
Who knows what to believe? All I do know is it seems like there's a lot of people near and dear to Bill Belichick who are very concerned about this relationship. You know, including family members, daughter-in-laws,
Charles Barkley.
Sort of I don't know how near and dear he is, but hey, real quick, let's go to James in DC. He's got a horse racing question. It might be better posed for Valdez, but go ahead, James. What's up, buddy?
I'm not really a horse racing fan, but I was wondering why the horse that won the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
I think they find that jockey. Why was he not disqualified?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Valdez, do you have a question for that? Do you have an answer for that?
Yeah, he was fined because he whipped him too many times than he's supposed to.
No, but he's saying, why wasn't he disqualified? Wasn't the horse disqualified?
Why wasn't it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why you whip him more than you're allowed in the race stands.
Whip him to make him go faster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're only allowed to, like, hit the horse like six times. Now, I think he hit it eight times.
And now that happened in which race?
The Derby.
You're only allowed to whip him eight times, six times.
Yeah,
you say?
Something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Soft,
they really
soft society.
It's so weird. I know you don't want to go to the whip unless you need to, but I for sure thought they did it more than like six times.
I thought they hit him.
Are you just keeping track of that in your head? Like, that's got to be.
I guess. They gotta know.
Yeah. They know for sure.
Yeah, but it's. I mean, you're in the heat of the race.
I don't
that's
think they
to
go to the whip
of.
Until down the stretch, really.
Right.
I would guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if they can't count to six,
they can. They know what they're doing.
He got a 2-day suspension, by the way. What a joke about
no teeth
suspension.
Whatsoever.
Well, those guys race all the time, though, right? They race every day.
Yeah. Well, he's probably gonna go get a S-face.
Because I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I think it's a minor.
It's a minor infraction. Yeah.
You know what they should do is they should whip the jockey. So you whip the horse too many times.
Horse, you pull
your pants
remember
down.
Remember when the American was over in like Japan or wherever it was and they gave him
I think
the
it's Thailand.
Thailand.
You get caned over in Thailand.
You cane the jockey.
Oh, you can cut him.
Right, he doesn't have that much offer.
Did you guys see the story? This is kind of related to what you brought up. I think I saw a story about a hoops player, I think it was in Thailand, who was busted for having a bunch of like cannabis laced candies in his apartment.
All right.
And he's facing the death penalty.
You're kidding.
No. Guy's facing the death penalty over having like weed gummies in his apartment.
Right.
He's playing in the wrong country.
Yeah.
The sound of it.
I didn't know that Thailand was that hardcore.
Oh, I think they're pretty hardcore.
That you
when it
can
comes
have like illegal sex operations or whatever. And it was, you know.
They take drugs pretty seriously. Let me see if I can find the story.
You could go over there and get a massage from a 13-year-old girl and you're not going to go to jail. Like, what's going on? Thailand's nutty.
I
thought Thailand was like super permissive.
I don't know. Apparently not with drugs. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good for them.
Scratch that off your list, Cakes.
Wow.
In Indonesia.
It's Indonesia. Okay.
Indonesia.
I knew
okay.
it was somewhere
you
over
got
the
no
Far
file
East.
In Indonesia. Yeah. I don't know if they have like crazy sex parlors over there. Valdez, you would know.
Valdez would know about Indonesia.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, a great weekend for the Nats. Not so good up in Baltimore.
Welcome. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Back, Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Over the weekend, the Nats took all three from the Baltimore Orioles. And along the way, the Orioles fired their manager, Brandon Hyde.
I didn't realize he had been there like 7 years. Been there a long time.
Brandon Hyde took over at the lowest of the lows. They did the whole tanking bit.
Right.
In 2019, the Orioles lost 108 games. 2020 was just a 60-game season because of the pandemic. 2021, they lost 110 games. But then they started to turn it around with their young stars. And then in 2023, they won 101 games, although they were swept in the playoffs by the Texas Rangers. But you started to see guys like Gunnar Henderson really come on, Rutschman. And then in 2024, which is last season, kind of disappointing, but they still made the playoffs. They were a wild card team. They lost both games to Kansas City, bounced out. But this year, people had expectations because they are loaded with young talent that they would take off and get back to that 90 to 100 win range. Instead, they were 15 and 28 when they fired Hyde. Valdez has brought this up a lot. They've had a ton of injuries, but also organizationally, what I'd say is, and you kind of knew that he was probably going to leave, but their best pitcher, Corbin Burns, left via free agency to Arizona. Then their slugger, Anthony Santander, he had 44 home runs last season. That's pretty good.
That's a big number.
He's not there anymore. So even with that, they thought they're going to be contender. They haven't been. They've been an embarrassment, and they've fired their manager.
He gone.
What could he have done differently? Valdez, anything? Or is he pretty much at the mercy of what was going on there?
Yeah, pretty much at the mercy of it. There's nothing he could have really done. I mean, the players aren't performing well.
Right.
Giving up back-to-back 10 spots to a usually pretty anemic Nats lineup, I mean, that's a sure sign of trouble.
The bloom is off the Elias Rose.
Yeah.
People are very bitter.
I think the most bitter person in all of Baltimore is a guy who's been on the show a million times, Jason Lockenfora. Oh,
God. Well, he doesn't count. He's a fake Oriole fan.
Oh, is that what he is?
Oh, yeah. He got sliced for the Red Sox.
Okay, he may be a fake Oriole fan, but here's what's not fake. His vitriol and venom for that front office. Because he just gives it to him with both barrels every single day.
I mean, you knew Burns was going to leave because he wanted to go to Arizona.
Yeah.
Santander, he's not playing that well in Toronto. So it's not like they lost a lot. But I really don't blame Hyde as much as I do the players. The players just underperforming. And
yeah, I mean, it seems like Hyde's a proven commodity, to be honest with you.
People do get Rick when he gets butt sized to change the lineup all the time.
He's a tinker.
Oh, yeah. He gets sized to tinker. But a lot of people think that the game is basically managed from Elias. Like they're just doing this win probability. The lineup's preset if a righty against a lefty.
And so the GM is Mike Elias. Yeah. How long's he been there?
Probably about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, I want to say since like 2018.
The entire time.
He's the one that orchestrated the Astros rebuild.
Gotcha.
I mean, they're not Rockies level bad, but they're the next worst as far as run differential.
I saw one of the players, and he's like, "Look, it's not Brandon Hyde's fault. We suck." Right. Even at the players, and you know, some of their stars are underperforming. Gunnar Henderson's got 7 home runs. It's okay, but you expect maybe a little bit more. Rutschman, he's hitting .210 with 4 home runs.
Adley is underperforming horribly this year. Mountcastle's not really doing anything. Heston Kerstad isn't really doing anything. Cedric's okay. Jackson Holliday's played very well since April. But their pitching's just been decimated by injury. And whenever their pitching's on, they can't hit. And whenever they hit, Charlie Morton's out there giving up 10 runs in five innings.
Were you thinking this was coming? This was inevitable?
You looked at the team and you looked at the injuries. They underperformed like the last 50 games of last season. So you kind of knew that they weren't as good as their 90-win, 100-win record. But I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
Mm-hmm. Elias has been with the team since 2019. He's from Alexandria, by the way. He was in charge of them when they started the mega losing, the 108 losses and the 110 losses.
Right.
And then people just assumed once these young guys started coming up that progress was going to be linear, and it hasn't.
You got the taste
of success, and everyone was all butt-sized that baseball was back in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And
right back in the toilet.
Now it's in the toilet again, and people are losing their mind.
Yeah.
people don't know how to react.
Yeah.
Do you know that sometimes these guys, like some of these guys have torn it up in the minors and then they come up and, you know, they'll have their little moments. Like Kerstad's is like a guy, right? He was always hitting a ton of home runs and the expectations are high. And then you start playing more and maybe get exposed. I don't know.
You usually need about 400 big league at bats before you get acclimated to the big league pitching and everything like that. That's what they say.
Mm. That's what we're hoping for Dylan Cruz, although he did have a couple hits yesterday, including a homer.
Well, who didn't have a bunch of hits for the Nats over the last two games, especially when they mount 20 runs, they put 20 runs on the board.
Not
two
to
games.
Switch topics, but he has six bombs, but he's still hitting under 200. He's hitting 191.
He's a work in progress, EB.
But he's got 276 big league at bats, so we're getting close to that 400 number.
Getting close to that threshold.
I'm going to give him about 130 more.
Hey, but for the Nats, on the Nats side of it, it's a sweep. Sweepy, sweepy.
Yeah, good for them. They need, you know what? They needed it after they went on that seven-game swoon or whatever. All right, let's bang out a few
and
of these calls.
C.J. Abrams
here.
Hit a couple of home runs.
Yeah, he's been balling. Let's go to Steve. Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, how Steve. Are you, man?
All right, Johnny Cakes, I had to laugh when you mentioned Jason Watt from Florida. I listened to him in the afternoon just to hear him blow his lid. But I think he's finally given up and resigned to the fact that they are done. I don't think we're going to hear much more of that the rest of the season, though.
Well, who would be the target of his rants, typically?
It's the front office, and it's everything, really. I mean, he goes right on down the line. And he is vicious, man. I think you could have an aneurysm sometimes.
Is he the biggest voice in like sort of Baltimore radio right now? Is it Jason Lockeford?
He works for the Post as a columnist, so he's apparently got some legitimacy. I don't know.
Does he still work? He still does the radio bit though, right?
He's on the afternoon show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So is he the biggest voice in Baltimore right now, would you say?
I like to say Glenn Clark.
Glenn Clark, our guy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, good for him.
Valdez might know better than me on that.
Well, Valdez nailed the Red Sox thing. Like, if you go to Jason Lockeford's Wikipedia page, it says he was an avid Red Sox fan from 2004 to 2013.
That's when he stopped?
I guess so.
So,
if you move to Baltimore? I mean, a lot of people change their fandom when they move.
Right. I think I'm okay with that.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people who moved, like, Draft T-shirt has moved from the Seattle area. And he still roots for the Seahawks. He didn't just all of a sudden become a Commanders fan.
I did.
Just because he moved here.
I definitely did that. I actually was raised a Cubs fan. Loved the Cubs. But they weren't on TV anymore.
It's a little different, though.
And then But then I took up the Orioles. Was a season ticket holder with the Orioles. And then when the Nats came, I resisted. But when they got Bryce and Strauss, they won me over. And now the Orioles are dead to me. I could care less about them. It's unbelievable. I'm a fickle fan like that, I guess. It's kind of weird. So I
think a lot of times people adopt their cities.
Yeah, I mean,
especially if you've lived there for years and years.
Yeah.
Like my buddy Mike, who we grew up with, has lived in New York City for 30 years.
Yeah.
So he's kind of become a Yankees fan.
Oh, yeah, of course. We had Robert on last week, and I said, I'm pretty sure he's a Rangers fan now.
Well, yeah. I could go live in Drab's favorite city, New York City, for 1,000 years, and I would never root for the stupid Rangers or the Islanders or, God forbid, Josh Harris's New Jersey Devils.
Right.
It would never happen. I'm a Caps fan, ride or die.
Right.
This season they died.
You would find a team in New York to root for.
I would.
Yeah, like maybe you'd become like a passionate Red Bull fan or whatever they are. I don't know. Like you would find
probably
a team.
Probably not. I'll latch on to somebody.
You think?
Or you might. You might still have that as your number one team.
I love the Caps.
But you might start going to like Devils games all the time, and they become your second team.
Maybe if the Caps because
you live there.
You're a St. John's fan.
Yeah, all of a sudden I'm in the tank for Rick Pitino.
Yeah, maybe.
Guaranteed. Because you want to be part of a community. You want to feel something.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris in Damascus. Chris, real quick, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, shout out. All I had for 35 years was the Orioles.
Right.
So gotta love them, but I'm a Nationals. I love the NL ball. And
let me try to translate this. So the Orioles are your team, But the Nats are your National League team.
Yeah, you needed some NL
the
ball.
Orioles were my first team.
Right, right.
And that's all I had.
When in about like 1930?
You Joan.
Hey, when you say NL ball, hold up. When you say NL ball,
the National League, then when Mossman finally got their team back into the city, that you know they're my team since 2005.
Right.
Been following them ever since. I love them both. I love both. So there, you can put that in the bank.
Cool.
But I also wanted to make sure I shouted out the Cakes, because Cakes, you're about to endeavor on a journey of luck. And I wish all
World
the
Series
aces
of poker.
And faces, all the aces and faces, and behold, may you behold the full boat, brother.
All those things you just said, I hope they all happen.
That,
aces
that is
and faces and full boats.
That is something beyond all of the sports that I love.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, pal.
I'm aligned with you.
Thank
so
you,
I was going to goof on Damascus until you wished me all that good luck.
And hey, I saw Iron Maiden at the Civic. I'm a banger,
this is
too.
My guy.
Iron Maiden at the Civic Center in Baltimore.
Sure.
With Eddie, when he was, they had the puppet Eddie. He was like 20 foot tall.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that was
I know,
wonderful.
Of course.
And I'll bang with you. I'm just wishing you luck.
All right, thank you.
Nice
Chris,
guy.
I appreciate that.
Chris, what do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
What did you do for a living?
I was a baker.
A baker?
A baker. Okay.
Wow, I wouldn't have bet that.
You said baker or banker?
Baker, no, baker.
So, like, what was the best thing you baked?
The best thing I baked?
Yeah.
His brain.
Yeah.
Muffins.
What?
Muffins.
What
was your muffin man.
What was your specialty muffin?
Blueberry, of course.
Blueberry, exactly.
I want
blueberry
the same
muffin.
Exact number of blueberries in every
number
muffin.
One seller.
You know how long
you know,
okay.
I don't care.
Did you own your own shop or?
No, sir. I worked for a grocery store.
Oh, nice. Do you still bake?
I was some private manager, kind of, sort of.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But it was the baker thing. And
C-suite.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Chris, we got to run.
All right, be safe, buddy.
Appreciate you,
and
you listening.
Go Nats and go O's. O's need pitching. O's
they need pitching.
They definitely need pitching. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk a little golf.
I do love this show. I do.
Peter Jacobson, Golf Channel analyst, joins us here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.